Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Marion County School Board in Ocala, Florida, has now indicated by a 4-1 decision that it will not open up girls' and boys' restrooms to people of the opposite sex. It's a common sense vote that should be happening across the country. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Holly, as a woman, obviously you can understand why you don't want men going into women's, not only restrooms, but shower facilities, locker rooms, and particularly not going into places where little girls might be.
Absolutely. I couldn't imagine the horror, and I hope I never see the day when I have to encounter that in a public bathroom when a man coming in. And we just see, I mean, the stories are really starting to roll in now, the different sexual crimes that are happening. But to imagine a young girl, an innocent little girl, having to encounter this. I mean, you talk about the statistics. 1 in 6 women will be victim of attempted or completed rape in her lifetime. 1 in 9 girls under 18 have reported being the victim of a sexual assault. 1 in 53 boys under 18 have reported being the victim of a sexual assault. So these numbers factor out to being 16% of women, 11% of girls, and 1.89% of boys.
Well, talk about the war against women.
Yeah.
You know, the radicals talk about the war against women when we're talking about abortion, that there's a war against women, which there's not a war against women in that. They're the ones who don't respect women. But now what you have here is they have no respect for women, or specifically women who have already been the target of a sexual assault. How does that make
them
feel?
Exactly.
Yeah, Matt, you have the Marion County School Board here stepping in by a 4-1 vote to protect children from men. Like, you'll recall this guy who goes by the name Colleen Francis out in Washington State a couple years ago, who entered in Olympia's Evergreen College. He went in and was laying about in the steam room and on the benches.
Several times
in a full state of undress, exposing himself very intentionally to girls as young as 6 years old that go into that locker room and that shower there. And young women and a young teenage girl complained. She was mortified, terrified. And when the coach asked this man to leave, he started screaming, "Discrimination, discrimination." The police came and said, "Yep, no, there's nothing we can do. He's fully within his rights here in Washington State because he identifies, get this, he identifies as a heterosexual, as a woman who's attracted to women. So he's a lesbian trapped in a man's body.
It's hard to get your mind wrapped around this absurdity,
can't.
But this guy is biologically male, still has his male genitalia, and he was fully exposing himself to these girls. So he's biologically, physiologically, anatomically male. He says that he thinks he's and identifies as female, but he is attracted to females. So he is a lesbian transsexual. It's crazy. But, you know, what happened in Marion County, Florida, which is just the north of Orlando area, it's in the central Florida area, the district superintendent had unilaterally imposed an interpretation that applied to all the schools. And in that case, it allowed students to choose what bathroom they wanted based upon their subjective, quote, gender identity. Now, this meant that whether you're 8 years old or 17 years old, that you could go into the girls' restroom. You could go into the girls' locker room. You could, as you're preparing for PE, if you have PE at the same time as the girls, instead of going into the boys' locker room and shower, you can go over to the girls' locker room and shower completely, fully undressed in front of these girls.
Now, or vice versa. In this case, it was a girl going into a boys' bathroom.
Yeah, it was a girl going, you know, it's unbelievable. Can you imagine that, you know, as a parent, grandparent, just as a common citizen, you want this to happen in your schools? I mean, the superintendent is absurd. So what happened is the school board overruled him by a vote of 4-1. Liberty Council, we were working with one of the individuals there before the Marion County School Board in support of the common sense bathroom policy. And they ultimately did the right thing. They reversed the unilateral policy that this district superintendent did. You know, the fact is they've saved that school from harming children, because there's no doubt. I assume that these will be coming soon. When a girl gets raped or sexually abused by boys, when she is in the girls' shower room or locker room, then these schools should be brought to their knees with lawsuits. Now, we don't want anyone to have that kind of problem. That's why we don't want this kind of absurd policy that allows boys to use girls' facilities.
I mean, those statistics I read earlier, that's over 11% of girls are experiencing sexual assault. So are we going to allow that to continue to rise and not protect our young girls and our women and our society?
You know, the left, they like to talk a lot about this rape culture on college campuses and so forth. Here we are intentionally putting targets on young women, and it's ironic I would use the term target when you consider the boycott that we're going to be talking about later, you know, against Target right now, that has a history now that they listed the top 20 cases of sexual assaults and men abusing, you know, in Target restrooms and changing facilities and so forth. Yet here we have this school district protecting themselves from liability and protecting children. Target is putting a target on itself now for lawsuits in liability by opening up their bathrooms to sexual predators and perverts.
Well, in this case here, you know, as I said, we represent one of the individuals, Harold Hal Phillips. He and his son are both devout Christians. They believe strongly in biblical modesty and obviously privacy. And 2 months before the school board vote, the district superintendent unilaterally began allowing the students to enter whatever restroom they wanted to. Well, just the week before the vote, Phillips' son was in a boys' bathroom at the high school, Vanguard High School in Ocala, Florida, and in walks in a female student because she can, because that's what the policy ultimately allowed. And this obviously deeply offended him and shocked him. And so, therefore, the school board did the right thing, 4-1, reversing this particular so-called transgender policy.
I mean, my goodness, we should be able to send our kids to school and know it's a safe place and not a place where there's potential threat of sexual assault.
You know, well, I just can't imagine, you know, looking back at the time when I was in high school, where you have a shower facility for PE or whatever, and then girls just walk in. You know, that is a recipe for sexual assault. You know, that is a recipe for sexual assault. The numbers that you just shared are startling, Holly, but now you start to put those numbers in the context of allowing boys to go into girls' facilities, it's going to skyrocket among our young children.
Absolutely.
I can't believe we're even having this conversation.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
It's absolutely and utterly insane, objectively insane. And we mustn't forget here that this is a mental disorder we're talking about. Those who legitimately, forget the imposters who are going to abuse this, they are suffering from gender identity disorder, as it used to be called, gender dysphoria, a mental disorder.
I mean, you think back to high school, when you were in high school, I know at least the girls' side, you know, you're very nervous about even dressing in front of other girls at that point, you know, all the changes your bodies are going through. And so then to open that up to having the opposite sex coming in with potential sexual assault, I just can't imagine us doing that to our children.
Well, it's fraught with problems. And you know, you're right. The problem here is placating a very small number of people that frankly have a mental disorder.
3%.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very, very small. This is a mental disorder. You know, this is what Dr. Paul McHugh of Johns Hopkins University said. This is why Johns Hopkins University stopped going down this road of so-called sex reassignment surgeries. You don't, Dr. McHugh and Paul McHugh and others, you don't give liposuction to an anorexic. You don't do something physically to address someone's emotional problem. I mean, we now have people that identify as cats, as parrots, as lizards. I mean, how far is this thing? It's absolutely absurd. And to wrap all of society around that kind of mental problem, it's incomprehensible. Liberty Counsel is on the front lines leading the charge to just simply enact common sense laws across the country in over 21 states. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and continue to support Liberty Counsel with your financial contributions.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.